And now,
Capital 263.
What's happening, good people? You're listening to My Two Cents. It's your boy, Elliot Twist, and I am joined by the co-host with the most.
It's my Tandy, a.k.a. Aura the Poet, a.k.a. Aura Nicole, a.k.a. that guy who today is wearing very many brands that are not really expensive, a.k.a. the person who's really having a hard time with the internet today, a.k.a. a mother of a child, a.k.a. am I... AKA that guy without a morgue anymore.
Yes. What
did you say about my hair?
All right.
Did you just say I have a fresh cut? No. I have a cool.
Yes.
A cute. Thank you. That's
Bob cut.
Wow. No, that's not a bob cut. It's not a bebo either. I don't know what it is. It's hair. Okay. I don't know. And I don't know what to do with it. I hate it now. I don't know what to do with my hair anymore. I want to get dreadlocks.
Yeah, that's not a bad decision.
But then also I don't know. I'm confused about life. We have a guest.
Oh yes, we have a guest. We have a very special guest in the house.
Woo!
This young man here, I mean, online, this young man is trouble online. Trouble. When I'm going to my WhatsApp group, I'm going to go jamba.
He's that guy.
And he's got a big heart as well, you know. He's I believe he's the founder of Risa Cancer, the Risa Cancer movement.
Yep.
So
who is this guy?
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Willets Mujuru.
Okay. Start again.
Let me rewind.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. I give you Willets Mujuru.
You have to throw the money.
I'm sorry, what? Oh, that's the end of our podcast.
yo, what's up, everybody? It's Willets Mujuru here, a.k.a. Baba Chloe, a.k.a. Cancer Boy, a.k.a. anything else that you want to call me.
Hey,
wow.
Yes.
Wow. A.k.a. Firestarter, apparently.
Firestarter is a good one. Welcome, Willets. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. How's it?
Yes, we're doing very well, my man.
How are you dealing with the weather?
Yeah, the weather's hot, my man. The weather is very hot. The weather's hot.
I don't like it.
In fact, I wish we could all just wear shorts.
This weather is for skinny people. I'm just saying.
Well, I don't wear shorts personally.
This weather is not for people like me. It's not for people like me.
But if I had married, I don't be gay. As you go, but then I go
concentrate. I'm wearing shorts.
Yeah.
Where the shorts, Elliot?
Do that thing. My shorts, because my shorts are under pressure.
Oh my god!
Under pressure. All right, so guys, I think you're aware that we've got a new cabinet in the house.
Yep. Whoop whoop! You know what? I bought a really great new cabinet too. It's got three shelves.
Oh,
wrong cabinet.
That's a very wrong cabinet.
That's such a bad joke.
But see. Coming past, I had a funny one about cabinets, and I saw it, and I thought it was really dope.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, with the bus stop cabinet that he was selling for $60.
Wow, guys! Wow.
But now, we've got a different situation. Now we've got new people in the cabinet, Chamari. So
yeah,
tell us, guys, what do you think, Willets? What do you think about the new cabinet?
Oh, well, for me, I haven't gone through the whole cabinet. I just saw the names that are there. I can't say that I'm 100% satisfied.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing the same old faces that I did want to see in the in the cabinet. But I'm really happy that they had to include Kirsty Coventry. That's a really good surprise. I didn't expect that they're going to include
I'm Kirsty loving Kirsty. That they included Kirsty Coventry. Yeah,
happy. Happiness. I'm so happy.
Yeah. That's a new face to the cabinet. I hope that's going to bring new changes if they ever decide to reshuffle.
Yeah.
If they see her working very hard, it really means that those old ones, they need to go.
What do they call them? They call them technocrats, aren't it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not any party that they're aligned to.
Exactly.
And they just have experience.
Yep.
I think that's brilliant. We need someone like...
Yep. And I also do hope they will allow her to do her job and not increase
and not interfere.
Exactly. She has to do her job as it is.
Yeah, exactly.
And not to interfere with her.
So you haven't seen any other people?
Well, I have seen the people that I don't like to see.
Wow.
That's my honest opinion. But
all right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Aura?
Guys, I'm really happy about Kirsty. For me, personally, and you know, people may not agree with me, that's okay because no one ever seems to agree with me. But I love the fact that we've got someone who's actually young.
Exactly.
You know, representing the youth.
Yep.
Sports, it makes so much sense.
Yep.
Arts, I'm not sure how artsy or how much she gets, but I would guess that she gets creatives in a sense, being a sports person. I don't know.
I think she gets them.
I think either way she'll learn. I think she seems like a very open person, and that made me very, very happy to see that. There is obviously also people like Ntuli Ncube.
I'm excited about Ntuli, man. I mean, he's someone that I've been following for a while. You know, he's the vice president, former vice president, I guess, of the Africa Development Bank.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal. You know, having someone like that heading our finance ministry is, for me, is a huge plus. Plus, I saw a tweet where Ntuli was saying, in order for Zimbabwe to work, we need to do away with the bond notes.
Exactly.
From Ntuli. So I'm keen to see what he's going to do when he comes into office.
Well, they have to pick up their letters on Monday. So, they got work to do. Yeah. I'm just saying. Y'all better work. That's all I can say. Like, I don't know if any of them listen to this. If they do, you're ultimately cool now in my eyes. But, you guys, please work. Like, I think, people just need to work now. Like, great. Yay. I'm so glad this is done. The cabinets, you know, because I was like, great. Now we can work because we got 5 years. To try and we can't even fix this thing. We can't even fix this country in 5 years. But like to do something to make it better.
Yeah, true.
So that we're not trying to claim alternative citizenships and move to different countries.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying. Exactly.
And also, I hope that all the ministers who have been appointed are going to be social media people, because nowadays we are doing all the complaints through social media.
Exactly. Yes.
So I do
and
hope
people
are all going to be socially aware.
Yeah.
Interesting you should say that, because Kudzai Mbaiwa was saying, Kudzai Mbaiwa was actually saying just that. And what she was saying was like, yo, how many of these new people have social media accounts? Do they all have Twitter handles? How are we going to find them? Basically. So it's not just you who's saying that. Basically, everyone's saying like, look, can these people please be on social media? Because that's where we are.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure most of them do. But then again,
Ntuli is
active.
Kirsty, obviously, she is on social media. So
and also, it's different. Having a handle does not necessarily mean you are on social media.
Exactly.
Having a Twitter handle,
you have to participate.
They have to respond. Yes, that's the number one thing. They have to respond.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. Right. Moving on to you, Alan.
Yep.
I'm really keen to hear more about your childhood. You know, I know you are the former vice president's son, right? Maimu Juru.
Okay, if you say son.
Are you not a son?
Not biological son.
Oh, okay. Please explain your relationship with the Majurus.
Okay, well,
are you, Majuru?
We have to call her my guru.
Ah.
In Shona, we call her my guru.
All right.
But still, Amai at the end of the day in our culture, so they are my. So
right.
She's my guru.
And you guys are close?
We are close. She's one of my mentors. She's one of the people who always gives me the direction of what I have to do in life. So everything that I do is because of her. It's because I'm always motivated to see her work. And I also want to be someone who's way above what she achieved. I want to continue from where she left. So that's why I'm always up there.
Wow, that's very deep.
Yep.
That's very, very deep. All right. So what was growing up for you like? You know, was it intense? Did it come with pressures?
I mean, your surname. Having your surname.
Was it normal? Did you have some sort of privilege because of your last name?
Well, as you know, everybody thinks if you're related to someone who's big, maybe you eat in a golden plate or something.
Exactly. 50,000. 50,000.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Well, that's what everybody thinks, but
50,000. Yeah. And I'm not taking my
visit. But you know, as a whole family, I might have to say, as a whole family, we are not those kind of people that people think we are all spoiled. And you know, there are quite a lot of rumors that people say, "Come, Juruku, 15 billion. Yeah. To go 15 billion here to get a that's a number you want to pass." But you know, there are quite a number of rumors over there. We are just an ordinary family, just like anyone. How we were taught to grow up was that you have to love everybody. Yeah. You just have to know that what you have right now is a privilege. Yeah. And as a privilege, you can lose it tomorrow. Or, you know, as a privilege, you can also have other privilege on top of that. So just have to love everybody. You have to know how to do everything. And you have to help any way possible where you have to. And you have to, as a Mujuru, as a name that I was worked on. It's not a name that I was just only given. It's a name that you see people went to war for. Yeah. It's a name that people had to say, no, as a Mujuru family, we are going to take this direction, and that's what we're going to have to do as a whole family together.
I see they gave you guys like a lot of values. What was your dad like?
Well, he was quite... an extraordinary person, I have to say, because he really told me quite a number of things in life that you don't have to be too much of a salad person. You have to learn to do everything in life. So he was quite a disciplinary person. Shamuyaga shanda bandirizo.
Oh, wow.
He was big on discipline.
Well, he was really big on discipline.
Okay. Can you tell me one incident? Just one.
What did you do?
And I think it was a fair judgment.
Okay. I went missing from school for a week.
Whoa. A whole week?
This is boarding school.
It was boarding school, but not going to college.
Okay.
It was in Form 3.
Form 3?
Form 3. We went to Kariba and we didn't tell anybody. So...
If you were my child, we'd probably be talking about you in past tense. He was a great kid, you know.
Oh my gosh.
What were you...
Well, it was just for fun. Well, it was with friends. We decided just to go and have fun. You know, it was hot. So he decided to go to Kariba. There was a festival.
This was during the school term.
It was during the school term.
And you guys escaped from school.
We escaped from school. It was on a Monday and then we retained on the Sunday.
Oh. Yes.
So how long was the beating? Like, did you take a break and drink some water and continue? Like,
well,
what do I need, someone?
Right? Yeah.
Well,
the belt.
Yes.
The belt.
The good old fashioned leather belt.
Thing. You know, just entering the house, come here, sit down. The lecture first, you know, that's how parents always do. It's the lecture, make you feel bad. Yeah. You know, they tell you about the war and all that.
The war.
The war, you know.
You can't argue with
that. Exactly. You can't argue with that. And then later on, you'll be like, I'm going to give you one good one. Oh, that time it was only three. But there were three good ones.
Three good, strong ones. Wow.
It felt like in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you're a good child.
Wow, Baba Tidzwa, net discipline.
So it was three good ones. So I'll never forget that one. You know, at that moment, I really hated him. I don't want to lie. I did hate him. But, you know, later on in life, me having a kid now, I would understand why he was angry.
Now you understand.
And now I understand.
He was worried. Sick.
He was worried for his child. So yeah, now I understand. Why did I receive that beating? Although now, you know, it's illegal. I wish it was that time. I could have been a millionaire. But we're in a new area. But you know, that was our African culture. I don't hate him for that. He was a good father. He told me, you know, a lot in life. Yeah. Not in just saying, but in seeing his action, you know, as a big man out there.
All right.
Now you couldn't identify.
And you know, it's kind of funny how, actually I'm just thinking right now, how you navigate through social media. You know, there are always those rumors about how he's still alive and all that. How do you deal with that?
Well, I do try to address the rumors. You know, we all wish that he was alive. That's the truth. But we have to let the old man rest. We did all the DNA. We did all that. So I usually talk to my sister Nyasha, and she always told me, no, you have to address this one because you're one of the Mujuru that everybody knows.
Yeah.
You know, after mom, and then there is you that people know you. So you have to address it.
Yeah.
So I always try to address it each time that I hear the rumor that is circulating on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And all that. So
yeah.
I do try to address it, and then people will try to spread it in WhatsApp groups and all that to say, let's just let the old man rest.
All right.
Yeah, and continue his legacy.
All right. You just summed it up, really. You just summed it up.
Yeah.
You summed up basically the message I was hoping you'd tell everyone pertaining to the rumors.
Yep.
Yeah, that's really good. All right, so social media.
Yep.
When you logged on, did you think... Was your being popular on social media intentional or it was just accidental?
I think it was accidental. It was accidental because I'm one of those people who doesn't fear giving out his opinion.
Yeah,
because
I noticed.
I always give my honest opinion on everything, whether it's on Facebook or Twitter and all that. I do tell people the truth. And you know what? Finding a Zimbabweans back then, people were very fearful of speaking out their mind.
Yeah,
because
true.
People see you post something and then they come to your DM and say, you know, I've always wanted to say this.
Or they're warning you like,
exactly. The warnings will be like, be careful and all that.
Yeah.
But I always tell people, no, you know what? If you keep quiet to injustice, you make people think that they are untouchable. So you have to address it any way possible. For me, I had social media. And from then onwards, I started building a following. People saying, no, you're telling the truth. We're going to share. We are not able to say the same thing as you, but we are able to share what you're saying.
All right.
At the end of the year, it was like, no, I can go share.
It goes back to you.
It comes back to me. But, you know, just being able to say what other people are fearful of saying, you know, it's a privilege to say. It's a privilege because it's more like being the voice for the voiceless.
Yeah.
So I don't take advantage of that.
And you use it wisely.
I use it wisely. Because I've ended up knowing that anything that I post with the term screenshot, you know, it's always screenshot and it's always spreading around. So I have to be very careful of what I'm saying because I know I have a following from people who are 13 years old, from those ones who are much more older than me. So I have to be respectful.
I do my
programs about cancer, is that going to schools, into high schools, as why Prince Edward. I was once at Prince Edward and I was so surprised from form ones, form twos, form three, recognizing me. I know you, Ellen's from Facebook. Can you take a selfie? So you're like, how? So people know who I am.
That is amazing.
Social media.
That is amazing.
Exactly. So you discover that social media is a really, really powerful tool.
Yeah.
It's a really, really powerful tool. So we have to use it wisely.
Yeah. I respect that.
Yep.
I've noticed there's some sort of a tiff or beef between you and...
I know where this is going.
And Chatunga. It seems like you guys are constantly taking shots at each other. I mean, is that just for social media or offline... There actually is beef. Like, what's your relationship?
With, you know, it's people that I knew growing up.
Well, you guys used to see each other a lot.
Well, not a lot, but just people, you know, because of politics and all that. You know, you are Chatunga, I am Wellens.
Yeah.
So, you know, and after the mother issue happened, if I know the mother issues, you know what I'm talking about. We just.
Oh, the tension between my guru and.
Yeah, exactly.
And his mom.
It didn't end up well in our relationship. We just ended up all different ways. They were defending their mother. I was obviously defending my mother and all
right.
that. So the relationship has never been good.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Do you think it's ever going to be resolved?
Well, I'm one person who doesn't hold a grudge. I'm ready to talk with anybody who wants to make a GNU. I'm up for that. I'm up for that. All right. I'm free to talk to anybody.
All right. Yep. That's interesting. That's very, very interesting. All right. So now I can see you've got your RISA cancer cap on.
Yep, true.
Can you tell me about how that started and how you got into advocating
for cancer?
For cancer.
Oh, well, when I was 20, that's when I started RISA cancer. But when I was 19, I lost my best friend to cancer.
Oh, shame.
Her name was Leah. So,
wait, how old are you in it? Because you look like... He looks 20, right?
I look 20.
Ah, lies. Lies. I know this kind because I'm like them also. Where we just look like my youth is. But really and truly, we are parents.
He looks 20.
Okay, just add 4.
Oh, you're 24.
I'm 24.
All right.
And you have a kid already?
Yep.
Hey.
Welly. No, just
this happened when you went to Kariba.
No, let me just to compensate for that.
Yeah.
She's a love child from my high school lover. So yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So it's all good.
All
right. It's all good.
All right. No, fair enough. Okay. Fair enough.
But continue. So, so wait. So that means you're not married or.
Oh, no, I'm a single father now.
Ah, all right.
Yep.
I see.
Yep.
Okay, so continue with
so
the
I'm
cancer.
So I'm allowed to say I'm single, right?
Oh, single, ready to meet you.
Woo, Letiz, do you hear it? Oh my gosh. Wait. I hope you're ready. That was actually a call for CV. Letiz, get busy. I'm Delphine. Wow, I don't know what that is. What are you doing? Like, okay,
all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so let's talk about the advocacy.
Okay. Back to cancer. It's one of my personal organization that's really close to my heart. It was after losing my friend to cancer. She had both the blood cancer and also the bone marrow cancer.
Shame.
So it was all stage 3. So it's one of the rarest cancers that anyone can be affected on. And considering the situation in Zimbabwe, she couldn't receive medical attention from here. She had to fly to Italy. And, you know, talking to her, it was really, really hard because I didn't know anything about cancer about that at that time.
Yeah.
You know, I only knew it from the movies, you know, being told by the doctor, you have 3 months to live, 1 year to live and all that. So to her, I didn't know what kind of a conversation to talk to her. It always ended up being awkward because telling someone, how are you? Well, at least you know that she's in pain
dying.
And
yeah.
all of that. So after she passed on, I went through a phase because she was one of the people that I considered to be close to
a
me.
A close friend.
A really close friend. So, you know, and also looking at the family, what they were going through, they couldn't cope. You know,
it was difficult.
It was really difficult. So I, looking at it, I just discovered... us going through that, how many other people in Zimbabwe are going through that, you know, well, they are not cancer away, so we have to start something. That's where because every day I used to call and say, keep on fighting. So I had to translate the message that is really easy and really catchy for everyone to understand. If I just come and say RISA cancer, you understand it's about fighting cancer.
Yeah.
It's really catchy and all that. So that's where the name RISA cancer started.
All right. And so far, what do you have any idea of how many families you've helped out what else has...
Well, the total number of all the cancer patients that we're dealing with and the cancer survivors is almost 450.
Wow.
450 in Zimbabwe. So you have to see there are many more other people out there because if you look at the statistics going to Cancer Association of Zimbabwe, they have thousands and thousands of people that I've been working with. For us, we are only a 3-year organization, but we've dealt with 450.
Amazing.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. And what does your organization offer exactly? What do you guys offer the patients?
Okay, we have what we call 3 pillars. We have one, that is awareness.
Yeah.
We deal with awareness. We do awareness in schools, in communities, in companies. Everywhere you call us to come and do awareness, we come and educate you. We do programs like whenever we are doing Zumba. Today, we're actually doing Zumba with Zinaya.
So, oh, all right.
Yeah. So
that sounds cool.
We bring awareness to that and we teach you about cancer, what you have to know, where you have to go for screening and all that. Number 2 is what we call screening.
All right.
So after we educate you about cancer, we obviously have to take you for screening.
Uh-huh.
So that's where you go. And for the ladies, you usually go for breast skinning using the mammogram machine.
Uh-huh.
For and also for cervical cancer testing, the what we call VIAC.
Right.
And also for the gents, we have prostate cancer, mm-hmm. we have blood cancer, we have also men. Yeah, also men are also affected by breast cancer, but it's very rare.
Okay.
They're also affected for that. So you can also do breast screening as a man.
Wow. Also, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
And number three, that's treatment. We usually help those people who want treatment to go abroad, usually in India.
Right.
We have voluntary doctors in India.
Wow.
That do operation on our patients.
Wow. I feel like clapping my hands right now.
That's really something.
Well, Auntie. Yeah.
That's really, really, really something.
Yeah, so it was really one of the biggest deals that we had having volunteer doctors, because in India there is a cancer hospital.
Okay.
That's only dedicated.
That specializes
that
solely
specializes
cancer.
On cancer only. So for that in Zimbabwe, we don't have that one, because the same doctor who does your leg is the one who does the operation for your cancer. So they won't be a really
good specialist. They're not thorough.
They're not thorough for that.
Yeah.
So we have volunteer doctors in India. The only expense that we go through is plane tickets.
Okay.
So that's why we're always on social media telling people, help us, help us, help us. We need to send cancer patients to India.
I see. And if there are any sponsors listening, mm-hmm. yes, here is an opportunity
exactly.
to change someone's life.
Exactly.
All right. So, by cancer dapet, I got a soundbite. We've got a segment called Soundbite.
Yep.
So, I'm going to play a soundbite. And after I play it,
yep.
I want you to tell me the first thing that comes to your mind.
Okay.
Right. So, whilst I get that ready, the
so
co-host with
warn
the most.
You. Okay, wait. Okay, let me ask first before I give you my disclaimer.
It's one of those.
Okay, so Elliot is my friend. I must put this out there. But he's also a really strange guy. And I don't know where he finds these things. He finds these really strange videos on the internet. And I've been made to listen to some really bizarre things.
Okay.
Beer made out of vaginal fluid. Sugar, what they call them, sugar babies and sugar daddies. But a sugar baby woman who is teaching her children how to be future sugar babies. What other weirdness have you put me through, Elliot?
So much.
So, yeah.
much. The woman with the slaves.
Right.
The women with the slaves.
There's a woman
yes.
who
was
has
a woman.
Slave.
I have to look up that one.
Yes. Don't try
He's
it.
He's got
they
a lot.
There.
Oh, and then there was this couple, like the 72.
Oh, 72-year-old dating a 21?
Dating a 21-year-old.
72-year-old
yeah.
woman.
Woman.
And she's actually got a hip problem.
Yeah.
And then they were talking about...
Wait. That she has money?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
Vanashnal, I'm going to my old school.
It's not even old school.
I don't know
what
my
antique.
Old school.
19.
Oh.
He has antique taste.
Yep.
And he was talking right. about how they're such good lovers.
Yep.
So,
all right. So,
you have been
so this one's ready. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
In
no.
3, 2, 1.
One-year-old Jess and her boyfriend David have what many would describe as an unusual relationship. Jess enjoys regressing to infancy. She calls it Little Space.
I like wearing diapers because it's an instant regressor. It's also very comforting. I don't know, like it feels nice to sit with them.
When I see Jess wearing diapers, I kind of feel indifferent.
I only pee in them. I do not do the other thing in them. I don't know, like, that's just too far for me. Diapers aren't really his thing so much as they are mine, but he said he is willing to learn, not changing me out of a dirty one, but, like, initially putting me in a clean one, so we'll see.
My favorite thing about being Jess's daddy is caring for her. Age play is not sexually stimulating to me in any way, shape, or form. It is to other people, but it's not for me. It makes me happy that she's happy. That's about it.
For me, there is nothing sexual about my age play or anything like that. For a lot of people, it is a fetish or a kink, and it's in the sexual BDSM community.
Jess's real-life childhood was troubled.
I was abused when I was a toddler. I guess I think that the age play and everything is stemmed from whatever happened in my childhood. To get that innocence back that I didn't have, to relive it the way that I wanted to, in a more innocent and pure way. On the other end, I think that I would probably still be into it even if I wasn't abused.
Jess doesn't just regress to being a baby, sometimes preferring to be a toddler.
Sorry! Can I come out now?
Yeah.
As a little girl, I like to do a lot of different things. I like to drink out of sippy cups. I like to dance and wear cute dresses and like tutus and color in my coloring book.
Now we can put it on the refrigerator. Oh no!
That's gonna work.
Daddies are supposed to fix things.
Listen to cute music, watch kids movies like Care Bears and stuff like that. Play around in makeup that I shouldn't be playing around in.
Oh yeah.
I am currently actually looking for a real life babysitter to come over a couple days a week and actually like go through a bedtime routine with me.
Jess has a growing fan base and posts age play videos for her 25,000 YouTube followers.
I think all kinds of people watch my videos for different intentions or purposes. I think I'm kind of trying to reach the spectrum here, make it more normalized and make people less judgmental, help me kind of find myself and my inner confidence, and it adds a lot to my life. I do get quite a mixture of hostile and also inappropriate comments.
Well, they call me a pedophile, they just make fun of her. Generally, I just ignore them.
I'm more tired.
It brings us closer in a way that most relationships do not.
I personally feel like age play makes us stronger as a couple just because it adds an extra element to bond over, and it kind of teaches each other patience and more understanding within the relationship.
And that was the soundbite.
Oh man.
So
wait,
before I come to Alex. No, in fact, let me start with you, Alex. What did you think?
Okay, that's shocking. That was shocking. I don't know. People call me a racist, yeah. But some things are too whitish for me.
Yes.
Yes. White people in.
Yeah. Wow. Some things are too whitish for me. No.
Aura, hit me.
What? I think there were several times I was just like, why? What? What? Are you? You know, it was like I really tried to mentally say, okay, Aura,
yeah.
You're the open-minded poet, creative guy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Can you see yourself wearing some diapers and peeing in the diapers? Because you are obviously too grown to stand up and go and use the toilet like a normal person, because wait, we're trying to make it normal,
no.
And we're calling it age play and socially acceptable, and like,
no.
I just need to like call up, well, I don't have a bae, but like try and like find a bae,
yeah.
And say bae, oh my god, and just be like, No. And then, like,
can
you know.
Can I come out now?
Can I come out now?
No. How about. No. That's my response. Stop it. Stop it. Woman, I was about to say some racist, but woman, stop it. Because I feel like in melanin culture,
this is totally unacceptable.
I mean, the fulcrum, the pith.
The pith.
Y'all.
The pith of it all.
Yo, like, I'm just saying, que facet, what, you know, like, I don't understand.
Yo, you and me both, we don't understand.
I don't.
But it's also disturbing, though. I don't think I would leave the guy with my baby.
I mean,
was he has a fetish thing for babies?
No. And you're saying, no, I'm not a pedophile, but
no.
You're sitting here with your girl who's acting like a baby, yeah, exactly. And you're changing diapers, and you're totally cool with that.
And you're like, I'm indifferent. And you know, dude, the thing is, he looked like this weird emo child guy, yeah, as well. I'm just saying, I wonder what your parents are saying right now. Like, did your parents go through what they went through to put you through school? I'm just saying, stop wearing diapers and stuff, because we don't swear in our house. To wear diapers and ships, you know, and like for you, you know, to be, you know, doing these weird.
Imagine explaining that to your mom.
No.
Mom's miren bochinjaji bibongo mapampa. Mom's onto mboro ane anata asari kurware redza amaya.
You know what actually? They had no
goita maize.
Wow.
Do my time redu. What about these baby powder jamare papa?
Elliot just went there.
Okay.
You just took a short left. And then continued going, because even though you realize, oh wait, I'm going in the wrong direction, you're like, no, I'm not gonna stop. I'm just gonna
let me hit that 180.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. I promise you it was gonna be a weird one.
Obviously, you're gonna share that on the page.
Yeah, definitely. I'm gonna share it on the juice page. So yeah,
I'm not gonna share it.
I am. You guys need to see the crazy in this world, man. There's a lot of crazy.
Why? Why are we doing this?
We have to.
No, we can't accept all the craziness in the world, man.
No, but you have to see it.
No.
Well, we always see crazy. But you don't have to accept it.
Definitely.
I'm going to call you guys.
Definitely. I'm not pushing for these guys' rights anytime soon. Okay. All right, well, and so we've come to the last segment of the show. It's called Celebrity Story. So in this segment, you simply tell us, you share an experience that you've had with either a local celebrity. Oh, but wait. Whoa.
Uh-oh.
We're not yet at the last segment. We need to talk about the plagiarism.
Oh.
How did you come across the plagiarism?
Okay, maybe break it down for some of us who don't know what you're talking about.
All right, so this is what happened. Wellens posted a video showing how some of our local artists had hijacked not only beats, melodies, and in some cases, some lyrics from international acts that we might not international acts that we might not necessarily know about, like to my underground artists,
my upcoming,
Turikukukuzekwenyika, Wamaru Nigeria, and all that. So you know, Wellens post a video, you know, just showing that
comparing,
but guys, similarities. Now, for me personally, when I saw it, I was like, my mind was blown. I was like, wow. I hadn't even noticed that this is what was up. Now, well, it's when you let the cans out, when you let the worms out the can, what happened?
Well,
are there any of the artists that you reached out to who then said, but Williams?
Well, they are, but I'm not going to say the names. I think we made peace. So,
oh, you made peace.
But yeah, a couple of them did come, you know, try to say, no, this and all that. But, you know.
Oh, answer to sampler.
Well, that's how some of them say.
Amana, sample a beat. I can understand sampling a beat. But a melody?
Yeah, a melody, the whole lyrics, everything, even the video. For me in the video.
Come on, man.
But my I had a bigger point that I wanted to point out. It was about the Zimbabwean music industry as a whole.
Yeah.
We don't have a music industry in Zimbabwe. That's one thing we have to note. And considering how we have been awarding other people and other upcoming artists, mm-hmm. they've always been saying, Kuti, Iwewe, you lack originality.
Yeah.
Than our bigger artists.
Yeah.
So that's why we are not playing your music on radio.
Oh, but so then on a bigger artist,
the bigger artist is doing the same thing
from another artist
who is outside there. So that was the whole bigger issue about it. So I said, guys, I'm going to show you something. This is what is happening in our music industry. Because if you are saying that akuna mwe artist anozobudira kuzasu. Originality, originality, originality.
That's true. That
everybody's copying and pasting. We don't have a music industry in Zimbabwe. We have already killed it long time back. And for us to revive it, we have to do things freely and freely.
All right. Don't you think Zim Dance Hall was bringing things back to life?
Oh, yep. I'm a really big Zim Dance Hall artist. For me, discovering this whole music.
Wait, Dance Hall artist or fan?
I'm a big dancehall fan.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I was like,
no.
Like, actually, like, I think my face must have shown that.
Wally, Wally, Wally.
No, looking at the person, say? She's like, nah, this is a nigga. But I'm a big music fan. That's how I ended up knowing that people are copying from different artists out right. there. Because I listen to all genre, I listen to all music. All
right.
So, yeah.
Hey, some of the songs you picked out, though, I had no idea.
You never knew that they existed. Yeah, YouTube.
All right.
You would have dug deep.
Yeah, but he dug deep. He dug deep. But hey, well done.
I need
well
to
done.
Look for this.
Well
yeah,
done with
yeah,
that.
Because right now I'm seeing a new change even to the touch military.
Yeah.
they have changed how they are conducting themselves, which is a great thing. That's what I all wanted to see all artists as equal.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. All right. So now we've come to the last segment of the show, which is celebrity story. So can you tell us a positive or bad experience that you had with either a local or international celebrity that
or
you
a funny
met?
One.
Yeah, or a funny one. Or, you know, just
memorable.
something. Yeah, just something memorable.
Something memorable. I think I'll tell both stories because they are short. One of the stories was I discovered that I listened to South African gospel music. Mm-hmm. So I followed Winnie Mashaba on Twitter and other, and then she followed me back.
Yeah.
She discovered I do all about cancer.
Yeah.
So one day in Polokwane, I went to her show.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know that she would recognize me.
Wow.
And she did recognize me.
Wow.
And considering Winnie Mashaba as a big fan,
wow.
I was like, so many selfies that I can take.
Wow.
So
That's
that was
amazing.
Yeah, that was one of
that
them.
Is amazing.
And she's a cool soul. She did tell me quite a number of things. She told me that her grandma died of cancer.
All right.
So she was really interested when she saw my profile. She was like, oh, this from Zimbabwe, you do cancer and all that.
That's
and,
great.
Yeah. And she said, one day I'm going to visit Zimbabwe and see the vice president.
Wow. Yeah.
And the bird one. I once bumped into a local artist at the airport. And obviously they didn't recognize me, which is
mention
okay.
Mention the name. Drop the name. That's what celebrity story is all about.
No.
Your story is boring.
You want a name. You want to know what happened when you
What's
met this individual.
Dian. Dian.
Dian.
Don't worry, no one listens to our podcast.
That's a good one.
He told me anonymous this podcast. Go for it. Who is it? Who edits it out?
Yeah.
That was Trevor.
You met Trevor at the airport.
I met Trevor at the airport.
Right.
Quite.
And then what happened?
And then I asked for a selfie, obviously, as a fan. And he said, nope.
A word? Did you start telling him about the war? My bad.
You should have tried out some karate.
Right?
Some karate.
Well, I did end up having that selfie years later.
Wow.
Also, you guys are years good later. Now.
Oh, we are good now. We're
oh,
good
great.
Now.
So you also think back on and say, haha, once also,
yes.
I was a stupid. We love you, Trevor.
Trevor.
Listen. Yeah, exactly.
You
shout
know,
out to
might
Trevor.
Just listen. Yeah. Because, like, he might share it and people actually might listen to our show. Yeah, so that would be really cool. Yeah.
Exactly.
Such a pleasure to have you, though.
Well, thank you, guys. It's been fun.
Thank you so much for this.
And I hope people are listening out there. I hope you follow Risa Cancer Foundation on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Reach out. If you know anybody who has cancer, tell us. It's okay. Right. You can reach out. We are ready to help.
That is awesome. Okay. That is awesome. Orizi?
Yes. So, you know, we're doing the damn thing. And the thing that needed to be done has been done. And the show has been great. And we do have social media handles, which is at Miss Aura. Yes, I remember now. So that's MS_AU. Ara in the ara no more ara in the AE. So that's Miss Aura, and that's on Twitter and on Instagram. And then on Facebook, I'm really bad at responding on Facebook. But holler at me on Twitter and Instagram.
Right,
Instagram
I'm always on Facebook.
I know, because we see your things that you post and your shade. And I'm constantly having to reprimand you. Elliot does not deserve the internet.
All right, be sure to follow The Juice at The Juice at THEDJEUCE for more of this fascinating content and other shows that we've done. And you can also follow me on my personal page, Elliot Twist.
And don't forget Capital 26 Free.
Free.
Yeah,
free to say it.
Free to do
it. Free to do it.
Because we are doing the thing that is to be done, and we are finished.
Because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here.
Yes. Right. Literally. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. And now. Capital 26 Free.